High Desert Sobriety is a podcast where recovering addicts and alcoholics get together and get real about their journey trudging the 12 steps. Here's an excerpt, probably not safe for work, from a recent episode.
I think it's the topic is speaking to people, right? Because as I said, you know, it's been such a gift in my own life, this program. And the people that I know that, you know, are in the program, they feel the same way. And I just, my heart kind of breaks for how much suffering around these subjects there are and how little people know it's available. Like, there's help available and you're not blowing it. You're not an idiot. You're not selfish. You're not stupid. You're not, you know, you don't have weak character. You just need help greater than yourself, right?
Did you read back when it was, when everybody read it, Bonfire of the Vanities, not the atrocious movie, but the excellent novel? Part of it is stream of consciousness, the stuff you can't put into a movie of what's going on in this guy's head. And he's, you know, he's a multimillionaire stock guy. And in his head, he's going, oh my God, I got 3 kids in private school. I got a maid there 5 days a week. We got a boathouse that has two, you know, Chris Crafts in it. And he's doing this math in his head. And a guy like me who's got a used truck and a couple of guitars and, you know, I wear the same stuff all the time. I was reading this going, okay, I kind of get it.
Yeah, it's pressure.
When I was a kid, and he's still gigging, Wayne Newton declared bankruptcy. I'm like, the guy plays Las Vegas for $100,000 a night, 300 nights a year for 50 years. How do you spend that much dough?
Well, we saw it with Michael Jackson, right?
We
saw it. I mean, we've seen it with Nicolas Cage. We've seen it. I mean, been a lot of very famous people, celebrities in total financial chaos because that's not.
So if one of your pigeons is doing pretty good and after, you know, 6 months or a year comes to you and goes, I'm losing my frame of reference. Am I doing okay in recovery? What kind of things would you look at to say, yes, you are, and here's how I can tell?
Well, there's the inner experience and then the outer experience. So the inner experience is, how's your serenity? How's your self-talk? How's your hope? How's your, you know, there's stages of recovery.
Progress, not perfection.
Yeah. And then there's your outer experience. So the first stage is we come because usually we're really in trouble, right? Like, we're really in trouble. So for me,
nobody comes in on a lucky streak.
Yeah. I was working as much as I possibly could. I was, you know, I shared this last time. I had anxiety.
You mean you? This is really you.
Yeah. I was grinding my teeth. You know, some people have to sell their homes. Some people, they can't get a job. Like, you know, it shows up in different ways. But when we come, it's usually bad, right? So that's the first stage, is like putting out the fire.
Miserable enough to take action.
I call it the putting out the fire stage. And that might be like you're going to meetings and you're just taking steps to put out the fire. So it's not time to ask, what is my dream life and what's my perfect job? And, you know, no.
I'm dying over here.
Yeah. So one of the things we say is, are you willing to earn? Are you willing to take a roommate? Are you willing to sell your house? Are you willing to, like, what are you willing to do to write this situation?
Put out the biggest fires first.
Yeah. I'll say to people, what can you do to earn right now? What can you sell? What can you, like, gun to your head? You know?
This is absolutely tracking. And then, but again, you've done it for a year. You've followed Carol's suggestions pretty well.
Yeah.
And come up with ones on your own.
Yeah.
How's my life looking and how can I tell if I'm getting better?
Well, people that are actually taking the actions and surrendering to a sponsor and a PRG group and doing what they say and not going, no, I'm going to keep doing it my way because my way is awesome, right? They actually get a lot better. So they feel more serene. They feel more joy.
It works when you're working.
Yeah. They're.
High Desert Sobriety is a new podcast about recovery in the 12 steps, recorded in Santa Fe, New Mexico, at the Friendship Club Studios. If you'd like to support us, go to buymeacoffee.com/highdesertsobriety.